I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran turns up the heat in the conflict with Israel. Then, stay tuned for how a former prisoner went into the coffee business and uses it to uplift other convicts. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few minutes. But we'll begin today in Israel, which faced a barrage of around 200 missiles launched from Iran on Tuesday. Israel says it intercepted the majority of them, with only one casualty reported. Zev Sigalim with Mega Voice watched with his family near the Sea of Galilee that night as rockets flew overhead toward the center of Israel.
My kids, you know, we were in the bomb shelter just now. I feel kind of speechless, having just had a bunch of rockets fly over my house.
Iran says the attack was in response to the killing of two Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. Israel has promised it will retaliate. In the midst of this, Sigalim describes daily life and work punctuated by sirens and sprints to the bomb shelter.
Every family in Israel is affected, whether you're talking about families who have young children or young men in the army, or fathers in the reserves, or uncles, or sons or daughters.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for children, soldiers, and families dealing with trauma.
In the spirit of unity, pray for also Christians on the other side of this conflict. You know, that's something that we don't want to lose sight of. We know that this war is not with flesh and blood, but with the evil powers. It's really hard to keep that in mind as you're sitting with your family in a bomb shelter. But we have to remember to keep that in mind.
Meanwhile, the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon carries hints of an all-out war. While Iran showered Israel with hundreds of missiles, Hezbollah sent its own smaller barrage over Israel's northern border. Israeli troops have begun a military incursion into southern Lebanon. Tom Adama with Heart for Lebanon says,
all this has made for a very tense, emotionally stressed society in Lebanon. This has been going on since October the 8th, one day after the massacre in Israel. And it's been escalating every day since.
Around a million Lebanese civilians have fled their homes to escape the violence, 90% of those just in the last week.
Their villages and homes have been destroyed. Apartment complexes have been destroyed. They have no way to cook. They have no way to make a hot meal. They have no way to even keep refrigerated items. And so we have pivoted from our monthly food portions to a daily food box. We're also now partnering with the churches in Beirut, which we've always partnered with, but at a whole new level, to do these daily food packages.
As Christians offer aid in Jesus' name, you can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Matthew Po, founder of the Caffeine Experience in Singapore, isn't an ordinary coffee entrepreneur. His journey began behind prison walls. Po was incarcerated in Singapore 8 years ago. He says his life changed when he met Pastor Paul Tan, Asia Regional Director for Crossroads Prison Ministries.
Pastor Paul says that if you can complete this entire course, you can actually reach the stage of a diploma. And I felt at that point in time it was like a prayer answered, because I have not raised the funds and I just couldn't wait. And then the whole course landed in front of me.
As Po looked to the future and spoke with fellow inmates,
all of them say that, look, it's almost close to impossible to get a decent job out there after you leave prison. So I thought about it and said, maybe I should start an enterprise, because I've been a businessman for the last 20 years.
After Po's release, the Caffeine Experience was born.
The original idea of the Caffeine Experience was to provide a place where ex-offenders can restart their life. And all this was because of the faith-based programming that I've encountered in the past with Crossroads Prison Ministry, because they provided me a different view of my life.
Praise God for lives changed through Crossroads Gospel Ministry.
And with that, we thought, if you do coffee business, you might have a long runway to help your friends or your brothers train and re-establish and reconnect it back to the society.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.